But right now, I have my friend, Miss, I'm sorry, Dr. Charles on the line. How you doing, Dr. C?
I'm doing wonderful. How about you?
I'm doing great. I'm happy that you could join me this evening. It's been a
You're
minute.
happy. Okay.
Oh,
I
wow.
am too.
Yeah. So, I specifically want to talk about the game that you developed. But before we get into that, Dr. Charles, tell us a bit about yourself.
Oh, how long do you want me to talk? How much
Well,
time do we have?
we have an
Let's
hour.
start there.
We have an hour.
An hour?
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite a bit of time. Okay, a little bit about me. I'm actually a native Washingtonian. There are not many people who were actually born in Washington, D.C., but I was. My mother was. My grandmother was. So I'm
Okay.
third generation Washingtonian.
Very
I
nice.
graduated, I went to 1 year Henry T. Blow, then we moved to, my parents moved us to Holy Comforter. Well, first St. Cyprian's, then Holy Comforter, and then Archbishop Carroll High School. So I graduated from the parochial school system here, left D.C., went to University of Dayton, spent 3 years there, graduated. Actually, I didn't graduate from UD. I got accepted into medical school at Howard University before I did graduate. A special program, one of those God-designed things. You have to be in the right place, right time,
Right,
I suppose,
right.
the right person. So I actually got into medical school before I graduated from undergrad. Then I graduated from undergrad and medical school, and I went into private practice, pediatrics. So that's what I've been doing for the last 33, 4 years, something like that. I lose track of time.
Yeah, so
But
do
that's me.
I.
That's
Don't
basically
feel
me.
bad. I lose track myself. So, what led you to develop this game?
Oh, how honest do you want me to be?
Very, very
How transparent
honest.
do you want me to be? Okay. The win-win game, let me start off by saying I didn't create the game. People give me credit for creating this game, and I'll be
Okay.
perfectly honest with you, I wasn't smart enough. I'm not smart enough to come up with something like this. I had a very serious problem that needed to be fixed. I had a marriage that was going down the toilet, and I didn't want the marriage to go down the toilet. So you don't want it, you try to fix it. You do everything that you know to do, and you get advice, you do everything that the advisors ask you to do, but nothing was working. I realized that people can give advice, but when there's a problem between two people, those two people need to fix the problem. The advisors can advise, but you have to do and make it work. Well, nothing that was tried had worked. And I realized that relationships are about control. There was no way I could control the other person. The only person on this planet I could control was me. And I'm a real type A person. I purposed. I just made up my mind. I'm going to control me. I'm going to behave this way because it's appropriate and good. Guess what? I failed. Every time the pressure got put on me, I reacted by reflex, by habit. And I gave up. I said, "Look, God, it's got to change. I've got to control me, but I can't control me. So you please show me how to control me." And he answered my prayer. I woke up one morning with this game in my head intact. And that's how the game came about.
I love that story, Dr. C. Oh my goodness. 'Cause he's the only one. Oh, you just,
Yeah.
oh wow, you just made my night with that. He
Yeah.
gives it to us whole, just like that.
Yeah. We have to ask. We have to ask,
Yes,
though.
yes,
When we
yes.
ask, we have to ask specifically and not ask amiss.
Okay, so how long ago was that, Dr. C?
It was actually about 12 years ago. See, this game is, it went through a process. It was 12 years ago that I received this game, and I have a report, and this is a sad report, but it's the truth. I went into the office ecstatic. I typed out the game, I printed the game, I laminated the pieces, I cut them and put them in an envelope, and I presented the game, and I did not get the response that I'd hoped for. The response is a pretty negative response. I'm not playing any of your stupid games. Laughed in my face. Well, I tried a couple times to explain, but it just wasn't getting through. That's how bad the relationship had gotten.
Wow.
I mean, she didn't understand that I had tossed it all in. I had given up. This was, I'd given up me, pride, whatever, gone. And I walked away, head down, tail between my legs, put the game in my drawer, and it sat there until I got sick and tired of looking at it and threw it away. Truth.
Really?
10 years later. It's the truth. 10 years later. I forgot about it. And let me say something, folks. This, I tell people, if you want to play, if you want to win, you got to play. Any game, if you want to win the game, you got to play the game. But if the other person won't play the game, then how do you win? No one wins if they won't play the game.
Right.
And play as prescribed. But anyway, it's that on my, well, I forgot about it. And my oldest son, I got 12 children, by the way. I got 8 boys and 4 girls. But that's another story. That's another whole hour story. But my oldest son called me one day. He said, Daddy, we had a water machine business at one point, and we shut it down. He said, Daddy, I'm thinking about starting a water machine business up again. Do you have that water machine information? I said, Michael, that was a long time ago, man. He said, Daddy, look on the computer and see. I said, okay, Michael. Now, I'm going to say there was no reason for that game to have still been on my computer because I changed offices 3 times, and I broke my neck. A whole bunch of stuff happened. Changed offices 3 times, changed computers multiple times. Never purposed to receive the game, but I went on my computer looking for the water machine information, and I stumbled on the game. I looked at it. I almost deleted it. You know, you get that rush of emotion. I almost deleted it, but my finger wouldn't hit the delete button. I opened it up, and I read it, and I said, this is ingenious. 10 years before, when I looked at the game, I didn't realize how ingenious it was. But you see, after 10 more years of life,
right.
You know, talk about traumas and dramas. 10 years worth of traumas and dramas, I looked at that game and I realized how ingenious it was. But I needed confirmation. So I emailed it to a psychologist that I know who happens to be a preacher. And she emailed me back. She said, Doc, do you realize the therapeutic implications of this game? And I said, yes, ma'am, I do. And I took that as an assignment to get this game developed and get this game out to the public. And I could say the rest is history. That's a short answer because we only have an hour. So I'll stop there.
Doc, let me say this. It's slated for an hour, but this is my show. So if we need to go longer, we can go longer. It's not a problem.
Okay, but I don't want to bore anybody.
This is not boring. This is fascinating thus far.
Oh,
and we haven't even really gotten to the game yet.
Okay, alrighty.
You know what?
It's your show, so I'll do what you tell me to do.
But you know why it's so fascinating? Because God gave it to you, but he wouldn't let you delete. You couldn't. Your finger could not delete it, even with everything that it meant. To your past,
yeah.
He had it. He gave it to you for your future. That's powerful.
Yeah,
that is powerful. Okay, so you sent it to the psychologist and friend, and she was like, "Yeah, this is great." So what'd you do next?
Well, I got busy. It's like, I'm a pediatrician. What do I know about developing games? What do I know about getting games to market? But I saw it as an assignment, and I just started asking people who I thought should know and looking around and trying this and trying that. And I'm going to tell you, I've made so many mistakes. I've spent so much time and so much money. Open doors have opened. I'll say miraculously, but at the same time, doors are slammed in my face.
Mm-hmm.
So the time, the effort, the energy, the money that I put into this, I just count it as tuition.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, I actually tried to quit a couple times. I mean, this was just, it was too much for me.
Uh-huh.
And from time to time, I said, God, well, didn't you give me this thing for a reason? Didn't you tell me to get this out to people?
Mm-hmm.
And I had actually quit. I'm telling you, the honest truth, I quit. And where am I? I got to get a hold of the subject for a second. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can do this. I quit. And mm-hmm. I said, I can't do this. It's too much. Too much opposition. Too much struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the time. And I woke up one morning with a message, and it's on my board. I'm going to read it to you if I can get through it. The message was, don't see yourself as yourself. See yourself as an instrument, as an outlet. That half of the message hit me right between the eyes. But that's only the half of the message. The other half of the message was, if God can use Balaam's ass to deliver a message, why can't he deliver you? Why can't he use you? I said, boss, did you have to hit me that low? I said, okay, boss, I'll do it. Okay, boss, I'll do it. And I just sucked it up, and I got back on the journey.
Mm.
Still, I run across all kind of opposition, and I run across people who've lied to me and taken advantage of me and led me down the wrong path. This is kind of an encouraging and confirming. I've had several people walk up to me and look at the game and say, Doc, this game is incredible. Where'd you get this game from? I tell them, it was an answer to prayer. They say, Doc, you're going to run into trouble trying to get this thing out. You're going to run into all kind of opposition because the enemy does not want this game out.
Mm.
I said, going to run into opposition? Going to run
so
into opposition?
So you've been through it already.
I'm getting
awesome.
Beat front, back, side, up, down. I'm getting knocked out here, running into opposition. But them saying that to me, it encouraged me to continue. And then one other time, I was really thinking about quitting because it was just looking bleak and just life around me was just, it was so much trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And I prayed again. I said, God, didn't you tell me you wanted me to do this? Why am I having so much trouble? What's going on here, man? Please show me. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
The next morning, I woke up with a vision in my head. You know how you kind of, not fully awake and kind of semi-sort of.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the vision was?
What?
I saw two great big guys sitting over a chessboard. And I looked, and the two big, it was God and Satan. And they were playing chess. And the chessboard was the earth. And the players on the board was us. And God would make a move, and Satan would move to block it. And God would make a move, and Satan would move to block it. And God would make a move, and Satan would move to block it. And about a week or so before that, I got this thing in my head where I just had this picture, and it was Daniel. Remember when Daniel prayed, and it didn't seem as though he had gotten an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And he just continued to pray. His life was on the line. He continued to pray. 21 days later, Gabriel showed up.
Mm.
And he said, God heard you pray. I'm just putting it in my own words. God heard you pray. And he dispatched me. But the prince of Persia withstood me for 21 days. And I got this picture of these two big muscle guys going toe-to-toe in the cage with the fire around the cage like WWF used to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Toe-to-toe. And when you talk about angels, there's only two angels that I know of in the Bible that have names. One is Michael and one is Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
So we know Michael's the number one guy. I figured Gabriel must be God's number two man.
Mm-hmm.
He dispensed his number two man And the enemy was so powerful that he actually held Gabriel up for 21 days. I said, oh, my God. So I put those pictures together, and I said, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's powerful.
Now I see why I'm getting hit. I'm getting beat to death. And a door would open. Like, I'm standing there like, you know, there's nothing. There's nowhere to go. I'm at a dead end. What do I do? Then the door opens. And I go to step through the door, and wham, I get hit on the left. And I would turn to the left to deal with that issue. Bam, I get hit in the back. I'd spin around to deal with that problem. Mm-hmm. Boom, I get hit on the other side. And those visions that I got in my head explained to me what was going on. God opened the door for me to walk through. Satan didn't want me to go through the door. He hit me. I turned to the right, deal with that issue. So I was getting hit with all of these things, and every time I turned to focus on the problem, I took my eye off the door.
Mm-hmm.
So there I'm spinning around in a circle, not making progress. At that point, I purposed to ignore the punches and the problems, and I just kept my eye. I purposed to keep my eye on the door. And at that point, steady progress. I enjoyed steady progress.
Mm-hmm.
I said steady progress. I didn't say unhindered progress, but steady progress.
Right, right.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah. But that is so much of a life lesson. Oh, my gosh. I mean, because isn't that what happens to all of us? You know, we pray, God gives us the answer, but something stops us from, because like you said, he sends all these things to take your attention away from what you, the path that you're supposed to be on. That's so powerful.
Right.
Dr. C.
It happens to all of us, doesn't it?
Yes. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the game. Now,
the game, it's a life changer. It really is. Relationships are our number one most precious possession. Mm-hmm. It took me too many years of my life to realize that. But I'm going to say something that's going to be like a red flag waving in a bull's face. Here it is. Relationships all involve control.
Mm-hmm.
When I say that, especially women, the hair goes up on their neck. But please hear me out. Every relationship, there's a control issue. And the example that I like to use to make my point, take two, quote, innocent babies and put them in the crib together. And just watch them and see how long it takes before one of those, quote, innocent babies start trying to manipulate. Well, they both start trying to control each other. They're pushing, they're pulling, they're spitting, they're hitting, they're grabbing the rattle, the bottle, whatever. See, it's all about control.
Mm-hmm.
And every relationship involves control issues. All humans have what I call the desire to control. Why we cannot help it is part of our makeup. It's part of our fallen makeup.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to control. We can't help it. Now, the control issue sets up conflict, which sets up confrontation, which sets up negative tit-for-tat, bad attitude behavior. And it's a habit. And what this game does is it systematically removes that negative satanic program from our desire to control wire, and it replaces it with a good and positive program. And that's the bottom line. That's the gist of it. I could go into details. Well, maybe I should. Let's just say, how do you play the game? Okay, I'm going to just say for discussion's sake, you and I, we have a relationship, and
mm-hmm.
we do, but let's just say we have a relationship.
Okay.
And I want to control you, you want to control me. When you're playing this game, when we're going through life, you do something that I don't like, well, you know, I react, I do something you don't like, you react, it's just tit-tat. But when you're playing the game, when you start, and this is the most challenging part for people to actually do this. to sit down. Well, first of all, decide you want to improve the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to play the game, it's no sense in wasting your money or your time.
Right.
But you want to improve this relationship. So I make a list of everything I want you to do and stop doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you make a list of everything you want me to do and stop doing. And we sit down and we look at each other's list. And we decide, the two of us together, what's doable and mm-hmm. acceptable.
Mm.
Now, everything I put on the list, you put on the list, everything's going to fall in three categories, one of three categories. Category one is, you know, I'm not doing it, but I can do this, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Those things go on the reward sheet.
Okay.
Category two is, I don't know about that. I got to give that a little bit of thought. Let me think about it. Those items go on the big reward sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a third category, and that category is, you got to be out of your cotton picking mind. Now, I know you sick. Mama was right. You need therapy. See, I'm going to have some of those things on my list, and you're going to have some of those things
right.
on your list. I used to say throw those away, but you can't
mm-hmm.
because they're important.
Right.
If they were important enough for you to write them down, then I got to deal with them. We got to deal with them one way or the other, but we can't do it now. The relationship's not strong enough,
mm-hmm.
so we put those things in the drawer, and we get busy playing. They're cards. Right now, the game is it's actually cards.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't sit down to play like chess or Monopoly because who's got that kind of time anymore?
Right.
One plus cards minus two cards. So we have our list, and we divide the cards, and everybody's got the same number of cards, total zero. And we start playing a game. Now, during the course of the day, as you and I interface,
mm-hmm.
if you do something nice and kind, I give you a one plus card. If I do something nice and sweet, you give me a one plus card. And that's
mm-hmm.
very important. Because humans do nice things.
Mm-hmm.
But the closer the person is to you, the more likely that nice thing they do will be taken for granted.
True.
And if what I do or what you do is taken for granted, at the end of the day, we have no points.
Mm-hmm.
We get no credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Right.
So that one plus card is very important. It's not so much what you did, it's just that I did it. You put that card in your pocket, and you keep it.
Mm-hmm.
But we all do stinky things, too, don't we?
Yeah.
Why? Because we're human. We can't help it. So I'm just going to say, for discussion's sake, if you do something stinky, no, I'll take that back. If I do something stinky, and you don't respond,
mm-hmm.
I think I got away with it.
Right.
No, I didn't. Because you perceived it, and you chose not to react at that particular time. What typically happens, it goes into your, I'm going to get you back, fill in the blank,
uh-huh.
later,
yes.
part of your brain.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
that part of your brain? We
yes,
all got one.
Yes, yes.
Let's just call it Pandora's box, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It goes in the Pandora's box, and it sits there. Now, it'll sit there long enough so that it festers and pops out on its own, or it sits there until you're ready to use it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Club me with it, okay?
This is true.
Now, that's if you don't react. But if you do react, here's what I typically do. Well, I mean, it's bad what you did last week.
Mm-hmm.
You always on me for something. Girl, just, I can't never please you. I ain't got no time for this. You see, I go there.
Mm-hmm.
And then typically, you take it for about 30 to 60 seconds, and then you get out of my way. And there we are, like two rabid pit bulls. That's before the game.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what happens after the game. I do something stinky, and you react. Well, you know what I do? I put myself, first of all, zip the lip. Put myself mentally in a happy, calm place. I may be on the beach, sipping one of those little umbrella jobbies. I might be out on a boat in the middle of the ocean catching fish just as fast as I can reel them in. I may be playing golf, whatever makes me happy. That's where I am. Now, reach in my pocket calmly, pull out a minus two card, give it to you, and exit stage left. Now, why do I exit stage left? You know why? Because if I stand there too long, the zip is going to pop off somebody's lip.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's coming out, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to walk away. So you pass one plus one minus two, one plus minus two as appropriate all week long whenever you're interfacing. At the end of the week, Yeah, add up the cards. I'm going to say for discussion's sake, you have the highest point total. You know what that means?
What?
You got the most points, but I won. Now, how did I win if you had the most points? I won because that week you treated me better than I treated you.
Uh-huh.
I was king of the week. It's, you know, I tell all the ladies, I say, ladies, please don't get upset. If that boy does not express it on his face or out of his mouth that first week, don't. I don't know. There's something wrong with men. We got this thing with emotions. The only emotions we do is like mean and mad. But, you know, in general, I'm just speaking in general.
Mm-hmm.
Say, so if he doesn't respond to the good treatment you gave him that week, just let it go. Don't react. You might get a -2 card. But anyway, I'm king of the week. I'm feeling it. Trust me. I felt it where I needed to feel it. Now, what do you get out this deal? You pull out your list. Because you got the high point. You say, honey, do, and you pick one of the things off your list. It may be rub my feet.
Mm-hmm.
It may be open the door for me. It may be put the seat down on the toilet, boy. I don't care what it may be take me to dinner and not McDonald's. I don't care what it is. But you see, you got what you wanted off that list he'd already agreed to give you.
Mm-hmm.
So he's sitting there rubbing his chest like, oh, man, God, I'm feeling good, man. What happened this week? What happened? You don't know what happened. And you're sitting there, yes, yes, I got him. Yes, yes, I got him. Both y'all happy? Yes, ma'am, we
mm-hmm.
are. It's a win-win. But you can't stop at the end of 1 week. You play for 2 weeks, same way. And I'm going to say, in the 2 weeks, you got the high point total 2 weeks in a row. I'm king of the week for 2 weeks. Now, by now, I'm probably feeling so good about this deal. It just might come out my mouth. It might show up on my face.
Mm-hmm.
And what do? You get two things off the little reward sheet or one big reward. And, like, I'm going, oh, man, I'm loving this. I'm loving this. Whew. And you're going, yes, yes, yes. I'm loving this. I'm loving it. It's a win-win. But you can't stop at the end of 2 weeks. You got to go for 3 weeks. I'll tell you why.
Why?
It takes 21 days to make a habit and 21 days to break a habit.
Uh-huh.
That's proven. Now, if changing human behavior is that easy, why don't we change human behavior all the time? I'll tell you why. Because humans don't do anything consistently for 21 days except go to work.
Yeah, that's true.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Humans, as much fun as having sex is, humans don't even have sex 21 days in a row.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Nobody that I know does anyway.
Nobody I know either, Doc.
You see? So, but this game provides a framework. We get immediate positive, negative feedback.
Mm-hmm.
We get, and that's instantaneous reward, but
mm-hmm.
we really get that reward hammered in every 7 days.
Right.
And if folks will stay on task with this game and play for 21 days, I'm telling you, what I've seen this game do for people's relationships, by the end of that 21 days, it's incredible, truly incredible. So that's how the game works. I could talk for days, but I want to stop at this point and see if there's any other question I could answer or elaborate, expand on, whatever. What do you want to do now? It's your show. What do you want to do?
Well, you've explained a little bit about the game and all of that, but this sounds like something, and I don't know if you've explored this, but for these gurus, if you will, who help people work on their relationships, this sounds like something that they could use. You know what I'm saying? That you could possibly have a business relationship with some of these people to buy your game.
Well, we're in the process of doing all of that.
Oh, okay.
We're in the process of doing all of that. I've been working on this thing for 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned we've had a lot of false starts, a lot of dead ends. And my website, as a matter of fact, just launched. I've had four web gurus
mm-hmm.
do website for me. I paid them all.
Uh-huh.
And none of those four websites did justice to the game. But this last guy that I have doing this game, did that website is beautiful. Mm-hmm. There's still a couple more tweaks. So your radio program is actually our launch program.
Oh, good. I like
that.
No, but I like that.
The website went up 2 days ago.
Really?
And I'm doing an interview with you tonight.
That's great.
So you are our launch.
Love it. I love it, Dr. C.
Now, as far as relationship coaches and all are concerned, I had a coach tell me, and this came out of her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "Doc, this game, where'd you get it from?" And I told her. She said, "This game is incredible." She said, "Doc, I got them for an hour," meaning the therapy session. She said, "Doc, I got them for an hour, and then they go home."
Mm-hmm.
And I know what happens at the counseling sessions. I'm not taking anything away from counselors. They know their business.
Right.
But like I said, they can't fix your relationship. They can just advise you.
Yes.
And you know what happens a lot of times at counselors? You're in there. Sometimes the session breaks down. You're in the hollering and screaming before you even leave. I mean, you're in the referee.
This is
in the referee's office, and you're at each other like rabbit foot bulls.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you maintained your cool during a session, I'll tell you what happens. Most of the time, you close the door. I mean, all of you sitting there with your game face on. You know, you got mm-hmm. your game face on. She got her game face on. The therapist had their game face on, and all y'all playing the game. And when you walk outside and close the door, on the way to the car, "I can't believe you said that. Mm-hmm. Where in the world did you get that from? You lying. I'm sorry." That's on the way to the car.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what you do all week long? I've been there.
Right.
See? But the therapist said, "Doc, this game is the therapist, the referee, that goes home with them."
Right.
It gives them a framework to hang that good advice on. And it gives them the immediate positive, negative feedback and the rewards that they need. It keeps them on task. It really, truly does.
Well, you know, I really like the part about the two people sit down and write the things they want their partner to do and the things they want their partner to not do. And then they have to talk about it. And they have to agree on those things that are going to be on the rewards list. And I think that's because once you do that, you are taking responsibility.
Yep.
And you're more likely to stick to whatever it is you guys agree to.
Yeah, you bought into it.
Yeah.
You have ownership.
I like that.
So now it's yours, and you actually have responsibility to make it work. And you know, it's competitive. Aren't humans competitive?
Yes.
I want to beat you.
Yeah.
And if they're honest about what they put on the list,
mm-hmm.
"I want this done. This is what I want out of you."
Right.
But the only way they get it is to control themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And to treat, if I want to be treated like a king, you know what I got to do? I got to treat you like a queen.
Right.
If you want to be treated like a queen, you know what you got to do? You got to treat me like a king.
That's right.
So I'm trying to out-queen you, and you trying to out-king me, and that sets us up for success.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's a win-win. And I'm talking a lot about couples, but this game is not only for couples.
Okay.
How about parent-child that have issues?
True, yeah.
How about siblings that have issues? How about coworkers, church members that have issues? How about boss and employee that
mm-hmm.
have issues?
Mm-hmm. Well, you touched on one of my questions. I was going to ask you, did it work for all relationships? And you just answered it. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. So I'm looking.
The only stipulation.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, please.
I was going to say, the person that you play with, they have to be old enough to understand rules
mm-hmm.
and honesty. Because you have to be honest when you play this game. That's the only requirement.
Okay. I noticed that you have some testimonials on the website. So these are people
yes,
who have actually benefited from playing the game.
Yes, ma'am. I have a lot more testimonies than that, but That's those are ones that fit on the old website, and the new website. One of the things that my web guy's got to fix is to incorporate a mechanism for people to put testimonies on. But I have a pretty long list of people who want to post testimonies.
Right.
But the website right now won't allow them to do
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as he tweaks that little problem there, there will be a lot more testimonies on that website.
I'm sure. This is amazing. Mm. And it all came to you all put together. All you had to do was put it in a game form, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
It's amazing. Okay, so
now, right now it's a box. Go ahead.
No, right now it's what?
Right now it's a box, but the goal is to have it converted to a mobile phone app. Right? See, you can only play it since it's relationship specific.
Mm-hmm.
I have my list. You have your list. That's one relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But when we get it on the mobile phone, you can actually you can play the game with multiple people simultaneously. Each person will have each relationship will have its particular list of goals, do's and don'ts.
Hmm.
Reward. It's called reward sheet.
Right.
Each relationship will have its own relationship specific list of rewards. Then you can play with 3, 4, 5, 6 people simultaneously.
Wow, could you imagine all these relationships working well? Especially the boss and the employee. Oh my goodness, the implications of that. You know how much work will be getting done?
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Wow. And also the parent child, that's a big one.
Big one. Huge. Huge. One of the things that I realize, and I talk with people a lot, everywhere you look, right, left, everywhere you look, there's struggle, there's conflict, there's confrontation, there's trauma, there's drama. But doesn't the Bible clearly tell us that the struggle, the fight, is not flesh and blood? It's principalities. Doesn't it say that?
Yes, it does.
And there are only two principalities. Only two. We know what those principalities are. One principality wants us to do what's right, and the other one doesn't. It wants us to do what's wrong. That's Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6:12. If people can see that clearly, then things can change. What we do, there's a lot of smoke, and people react to the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Time, effort, energy, money, let's just say water. Okay, let's say that we're in a room full of smoke. So we got water, and we're just spraying water all over the place. Well, number one, smoke doesn't burn like fire does.
Mm-hmm.
And water doesn't put out smoke. Water puts out fire. So if you can clear the smoke, the person can see the fire. And then you direct your energy on the fire. You direct your water on the fire, put the fire out. But the enemy is a master deceiver, a master confuser, a master smoke generator blower. So we're spending all this time, effort, energy dealing with the smoke. But if we could see through the smoke and direct our effort at the fire, the smoke stops.
Mm-hmm.
And we make progress. We move. And that's what the game helps people to do, to stop dealing with the smoke and focus their efforts on the fire and put out the fires. And then we have all that time, effort, energy to deal with real life's real issues, don't we?
Mm. Yeah. Excuse me. I'm getting over a cold, so sometimes my voice is not all there.
Yeah, understood. Yeah.
Wow, you have given us a lot of food for thought. Now, can you go ahead and give your website so people can check it out?
Okay, the website is, of course, www.win, win-win, relationship, no S, game.com. win-win, relationship game.com. You will be able to purchase off the site, but you can't purchase right now. The merchant processing button has to be connected. That should be connected by Tuesday.
Okay.
We'll be merchant ready by Tuesday.
Well, they certainly can look and get and some information about it. And, you know, you got the videos on there that they can watch that's going to explain the game and the principle behind the game and all of that. I think this is really neat.
As my granddad would say, I tries real hard.
Yes, looking good.
I tries real hard.
Well, I'm very pleased to be a part, doing a small part to help you guys get the word out. I think it's something that is really needed. And I love that it's not just for the male-female relationship, but for all relationships that you might be involved in. Because, let's face it, sometimes we need to work on us so that we can communicate better with everybody else. And that in itself is going to alleviate a lot of problems.
Yeah.
So this is really neat. Yeah. Okay, Dr. C, you got any more things like this in you? Any more inspiration, inspired ideas?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do. as far as relationships are concerned, I said before that relationships are our most precious possession.
Mm-hmm.
But think about it now. What do we spend our time on? We spend our time and our effort chasing things. We chase careers. We chase cars. We chase houses. Here's a big one. We chase entertainment, don't we?
This is true.
We chase health, pleasure. We chase all sorts of stuff that really doesn't satisfy our most basic needs.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about what are the things that humans need? Well, there are really six things that humans need. Hold your stick. There's six things that humans need. Humans need, number one, they need attention. I got them written down here. One second, let me get to that. I'll find it in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, humans need attention. Number two, they need certainty, they need security, they need to feel competent, they need a feeling of achievement, they need to be loved, and they need a connection, they need an intimate connection, and they need privacy, and they need a feeling of control, and they need a feeling of significance.
Mm.
And that's why we chase those other things that I mentioned. Because the world has told us if we got the big car, if we got the nice house, if we got the sweet clothes, if we run in the honeys, if we're doing all these things, then we're going to get our needs satisfied. But that's really not what God tells us.
Right.
Is it?
No, it isn't.
But that's what the world tells us.
Mm-hmm.
And that, again, gets back to the two principalities. One principality wants us to do well. And and they're happy when we are, and they'll do everything to make it go right, our lives go right, and be productive. But the other principality wants us to do what the other principality doesn't want us to do, what the first principality wants us to do, and it doesn't matter what we're doing,
mm-hmm.
as long as we're not doing that.
Right,
they're happy. So, I see, you notice I didn't say the other principality wants us to do wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The other principality just doesn't want us to do what God wants us to do.
Right.
And by definition, if we're not doing what God wants us to do, we're doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
And we are faced with decisions. all day, every day. And I'm at a point in my life now where I ask myself, when something happens, I say, now, okay, who wants me to do that? And if I do that, who's happy? Will my doing that make God happy? Or will my doing that make the enemy cheese?
Mm-hmm.
And I actually talk with my patients about that. I'm a pediatrician. And I actually talked to my patients about that. Like, I had a guy come in here 2 days ago, first time I ever saw him. Came in, he had his hair cut in a way that didn't sit well with me. His pants were hanging down. I mean, I'm like way down. Mm-hmm. His attitude was not good. It's the first time I'm seeing the boy.
Right.
Oh, I looked at him and I said, oh, God, now what do I do? Do I just treat this visit by the book, or do I say something to this boy? I looked at him. I said, boy, I said, now I don't know you. You walking in the door first time. I said, now, you may never come in here again. I said, I want to tell you something, a little bit about me. I said, I'm a real deal, bottom line kind of guy. I said, your pants. I said, I'm going to tell you right now like I tell all. I said, nobody won't see your drawers but a fag. Politically incorrect statement, but it's a true statement. I said, boy, nobody won't see your drawers but a fag. He said, well, you know, no. I said, look, man, I don't want to hear the excuses. I said, now you show me where your waist is. He pulled his shirt up, and most of them, when I say show me where your waist is, they got their hands halfway down their butt. But this guy actually put his hands up on his waist. I said, now, that's where your waist is. That's where your pants are supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
His daddy looked at me like, and he started. His daddy started grinning. And then I said, your head, boy, your head. And then I asked him about school. I said, what kind of grades you getting in school, man? Well, I'm gonna, I said, boy, look, what kind? You getting A's and B's in gym? I said, man, gym music don't count, man. What kind of grades you getting in school? Boy, getting C's and D's and E's. I said, what? These horse eyes. I said, boy, what do you plan on doing for the rest of your life? He didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Junior in high school, he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Junior, he almost, I said, he didn't know. So we just went at it. We went at it, and I talked to that boy about all kinds of stuff that he had never heard before, needed to hear. And a lot of it he heard from his daddy, but what child listens to their parents?
I know. They have to hear it from an outside source.
So we went at
they
it.
Do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and I actually talked to him about the two principalities. I did. Mm-hmm. I talked to him about behavior. I talked to him about the music. I talked to him about his brain being a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And let me go there. Almost no one realizes that their brain is a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them, your brain is actually the most important computer on this planet. They look at me like, and I say, now, why is your brain the most important computer on this planet? Most of them don't know. And I keep repeating the question until they answer. And I give them the answer, why is your brain the most important computer on the planet? The answer is because it's your brain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's your brain. And I ask them, have you ever done anything in your life without your brain? No. Will you ever do anything in your life without your brain? No. I said, does that make it important? Yeah. Okay. Then I ask them, what controls every computer? They don't know. The programming. Think about this now. The programming controls every computer, even the human computer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I talk about the computer they got at home. When your computer doesn't have any viruses, how does it work? Everybody says, oh, it works real good. Well, how does it work if you get viruses on it? Not so good. That's right. I said the human computer is no different. If there are no viruses on it, it works. It works quite well. It works the way God designed it to work. But if you put viruses on it, it doesn't work very well. So then we talk about how the viruses get into the human brain, through the eyes, through the ears, through the senses, through the people we hang around with. Where do viruses come from? We talk about all that. So I talked about that with the guy, and as we went through the process, his attitude changed. He sat up. he started listening. And I'm telling you, his daddy was grinning from ear to ear.
That's right, Dr. C.
I said, boy.
That's right, Dr. C. Treat the whole being. Don't just treat him for whatever he came in there for. Treat the whole.
I got to. But anyway, so he's, you know, we just went through it. He finished, and he said, you know, you give me a whole lot to think about.
Mm.
And I said, boy, you need to get, I'm sorry, I use the word boy because, you know, it's not derogatory, but my daddy called me boy. And as a matter of fact, my dad lay up in a nursing home. I'm 50-something years old. He lay up in a nursing home dying, talking about boy. And all I say was, yes, sir. Yes, sir. When I use the word boy, it's not derogatory story at all. But I said, then we talked about that. I said, now, boy, you getting bad grades. I say, man, why do you need to get bad grades? We went through that. And I said, you need to get good grades so you can get a scholarship. You can go to college on OPM, other people's money. We talk about that, and then I said, "Now, why do you need to get, to come out of school debt free? What do you want to do with your life?" And he didn't know. I said, "Well, think about it, man. Your good grades are not only about you. You get good grades. Who benefits? Who benefits?" And then I made him go through it. Yeah, him, daddy, mama, everybody. I said, "Who gonna be happy? Me." I even had him saying, "God is gonna be happy when he gets great, when he gets good grades."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Now, who else? Come on, man. Let's take it another. Come on." Man. I said, "Who else gonna be happy? Who else is dependent on you getting good grades?" And I got him to say, I actually had to give him the answer. His wife.
Mm-hmm.
He's 17 years old. He don't have a wife yet.
Right.
I said, "Boy, it's not just about you. You better start thinking about your wife that you don't have yet. You better start thinking about your children that you don't have yet." And he said, "Yeah, and my grandchildren too." I said, "That's right." He said, "I'm a great grand." I said, "That's right, boy." I said, "You better start thinking about all of that." See, he didn't understand. He was confused.
Mm-hmm.
All he's been dealing with is the smoke that the enemy's been throwing up in his face.
Right.
See? So I just took a little time to help him blow away the smoke, let him see where the fire actually was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing when you blow away the smoke or help somebody blow away their own smoke and they can see where the fire is, then they can direct their efforts on the fire, dealing with it. He said, "You give me a whole lot to think about." I said, "Yeah, I'm glad." We're supposed to think.
That's right.
What God put that thing in our head for it to do. It's called think. Think. So, I'll see how he does, or how he's done when he comes back in the next time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see. And, you know, by God's grace, hopefully, that little, you know, he'll continue.
Right.
To see things clearly. And if he won't walk out of here and get hit, you know, with a bunch of smoke and get confused. Because, see, you can take your computer. You can devirus your computer.
Right.
And walk right out there. Next thing you know, you go to the wrong place, wrong website.
That's right.
Wrong music.
It's happened
wrong whatever,
to me on numerous occasions.
All full of viruses again.
Yeah. Numerous occasions it's happened to me. Pay money, get the computer working like clockwork, and then within a couple of days, you got it again. Because you go back to the same site. You don't really know what sites you're picking it up from. Just like us. We don't really know where we're getting that smoke from. We don't know.
And that's because the enemy's relentless, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
The enemy is relentless. 24/7, he's at us 24/7. So we have to have our guard up. We have to. There's a book that I read long, many, many years ago, and I stumbled across it again. It's called Man's Soul.
Mm-hmm.
By John Bunyan. Mansoul, Man's Soul by John Bunyan. It was written back in the 1600s. And it applies to what's going on today.
Wow.
So that's something you can go online and look it up. And I really suggest people read that thing.
Who you say is the author?
John Bunyan. John Bunyan. Written back in the 1600s, but it applies to what's going on today.
He sounded like he was inspired too, if it's still relevant today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, like this.
If people would read scripture, I mean,
yeah,
really read it.
This is true.
That applies to what's going on today.
This is true. You know, this is a little off topic, but I do a show on Thursdays called Infect Truth. And basically, that's what it is. We are looking at the scriptures and applying it to life today to see it's all still relevant. It's all still for us.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So you are right in line. Mm. Dr. C, I tell you, this has been a fascinating hour speaking to you about your game and about your thoughts and the things you're doing to help the young people. I mean, that's, as a pediatrician, that is amazing because, you know, doctors don't really have a lot of time to spend. But for you to take the time to talk to that young man like you did is just so heartwarming and so needed. So are you, do you do any speaking? Do you speak to youth?
I can. I'm pretty busy, but that's kind of stuff that I need to do. That's kind of stuff that needs to be done. It mm-hmm. needs to be done. So, and another thing that I say to these young guys, it's like, and the young ladies too, I say, do not go out in the street and embarrass yourself. I went through this with them too. Do not embarrass yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't embarrass your parents. Don't embarrass me. And then I said, don't embarrass your race. When I was growing up, I got so sick and tired of hearing the old guys look at me, young blood, be a credit to your race, be a credit to your race. I didn't understand what they were saying. I mean, even scrumbly bum winos would see us young boys doing something we had no business doing. And they said, young blood, don't be a credit to your race, be a credit to your race. And I didn't understand it, but now I understand what they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through this with the same guy. And I said, man, when you go out here and you mess up, you embarrass yourself. You embarrass your parents. You embarrass me. You embarrass all of us. Please don't do that. Don't do that. And I think he heard me. I think he heard me. Now, I'm not supposed to talk to patients like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not supposed to. I could actually get into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not politically correct. And I've been out of the box for a while.
Yeah.
And doctors are supposed to fix things, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Sometimes you can't fix things if you stay in the box.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't fix them because the enemy wants us to stay in the box with our hands tied behind our back.
Mm-hmm.
And rope around our ankles and a gag on our mouth and blindfold on our eyes. That's what he wants. And as long as we're in that condition, we will continue to get the living daylights beat out of us.
Mm-mm. Well, you know, this is something that I say is when when you're not doing what he wants you to do, that's when he's at. If the devil is not bothering you, you are right where he wants you to be. So you want him to bother
Absolutely.
Because you want to make sure that you are not where he wants you to be. You have to follow.
Absolutely.
You have to be godlike. You have to have the right mind. And once you get that mind, you got to keep it renewed. And you renew it by studying to show
Absolutely.
Yourself approved. This is what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
This is the whole thing. It's well, not
the
a one-time thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm just getting started, but that's okay. Let me close by saying, if folks go to our website, they can get information. There are 8 typical stages of every relationship: 4 positive, 4 up the hill, and 4 downhill.
Mm.
There's 6 negative factors at work in every relationship. Relationships is about control. There's 8 things that we typically do to try to control the other person in our relationship. And those 8 things don't work. But that's all we have in our repertoire. So that's all we do again and again and again and again. There's six things that all humans need from a relationship. I kind of went through that very briefly.
Mm-hmm.
And there's six basic human behavior traits. The win-win game, the first four, well, the win-win game uses the last two, trait number five and trait number six, to control trait numbers one, two, three, and four. So if folks want to know what those relationships, what all of those that list I went through, if they want more information about that, go to my website,
mm-hmm.
and you'll see it. We can get that information to you. Now, we're going to close by saying, most human relationships are jacked because our computers have been hacked and infected with viruses.
Wow.
Think about that for a minute. Most human relationships are jacked because our computers, our brains, have been hacked and infected with viruses.
Wow. Well, Dr. C, all I can say is, let me know when you want to come back, because, like I said, I have thoroughly enjoyed speaking with you this evening. I'm so happy that I was able to help you get the word out about your game and your website. And I wish you nothing but success. And I'm going to put this is going to be posted on the WDGP website as well, so that people can hear it, and with links to your site and everything. So, you know, keep doing what you're doing, Doc. We need more like you. More. Can you clone yourself?
Well, Can I clone myself? I don't think so. I can see six of me showing up at the same time trying to eat the same dinner. that wouldn't work.
No, I don't think so.
That would work. But the game, the win-win game, if you think about the parable of the sower, and I'm saying this for church folks, because I did go to a church one time, and I talked about the game, and the lady listened to me kind of politely, and she said, "Well, Doc, you know, at our church, we base everything on the Word of God. And I hadn't heard you mention the Word of God not one time in the presentation." I said, "Well, ma'am, I understand where you're coming from." I said, I didn't put Scripture in the game. I could have, but I didn't, because I wanted anybody to feel comfortable picking it up and playing the game. And I couldn't say, didn't know what to say much beyond that, except that I knew that at that church, because one of the preachers there, so a friend of mine, we used to go to the same church, and he had let me know that they had a serious porn problem at that church they were trying to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him, I said, "There's nothing more powerful, absolutely nothing more powerful than the Word of God." I said, "But there's got to be a problem, because if you look at the stats, the numbers, the divorce rate, all of the problems that we see in the world, the rates are just about the same inside the church."
Yes.
"So there's a problem." I said, "That's not the Word of God."
Mm-hmm.
Then I thought about it, and this is what I want to say to all church folks. There's nothing wrong with the Word, but the problem is with the soil that the Word falls on. Think about the parable of the sower.
Mm.
So what is this game? The win-win game is bird repellent. For the seed that was eaten by the bird,
uh-huh.
It's soil conditioner for the seed that fell on stony ground. It's weed killer for the seed that fell among the thorns,
mm-hmm.
And it's fertilizer. For the seed that fell on the good ground. So this game is those four things rolled in the world.
I love it. I love it, Doc. Yeah. Very good. It's for the good soil, the bad soil, the rocky soil, everything. Universal. Which is a good thing.
It fixes relationships. Good, bad, or ugly.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the relationship has a pulse. If it has a pulse.
Well, yeah, and I guess that would be the other part. Both parties in that relationship have to be willing to work on it, or else it doesn't matter.
Don't need to play.
Yeah.
Don't need to play. But my time is up.
Thank you so much, Dr. Charles. You are much appreciated. And, you know, you're going to have to come back maybe in 6 months, and let's see how you're doing and see what else you come up with. What do you say?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds
I'd
good.
I'd be happy to come back.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Have a great Sunday.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Wow, that was an enlightening conversation, people. Wow, that's all I can say. I didn't know it was going to be that great. Don't forget, win-win relationship game. Go ahead, check out the website, www.winwinrelationshipgame. It's a great website, great game created through a great man.